The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey everyone, welcome in on this Monday morning, this Monday motivation episode of the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here on the program. Today, I want to talk about making mistakes. Making mistakes. You know, this is the show where we help you to become rich without having to quit your day job. Although you can quit your day job because we give you all the tools and strategies right here on the show to do that. But you don't have to. You can build wealth on the side if you're passionate about your 9-to-5. That's totally fine as well. On Mondays, I really like to try to motivate you because I believe it kicks off our week in the right way. And today, I want to talk about making mistakes. And recently, I've been diving into the strategies and philosophies of Henry Ford. And there's a lot of great things to mine out of the teachings and philosophies of entrepreneur, businessman, and car magnate. Do you say magnate or magnet? Car magnate, the creator of the Ford Motor Company, and really the man who systematized the development of the automobile in the United States in Detroit. And diving into some of his biographies recently, I've been fond of his take on making mistakes and failures. And early in his career, he had an interesting take on making mistakes. And he would say things about making mistakes. I love this quote. He said, "If you've never made a mistake, then chances are you work for somebody who has made a mistake." I love that. So I'm going to read that again. "If you've never made a mistake, then chances are you work for somebody who has made a mistake." You can choose to live inside of a padded cell where you never hurt yourself, where you never get hurt, where you never make mistakes. But the entrepreneur, the business owner that sticks his or her neck out and takes risks will make a whole lot of mistakes. And so I love his point about living in this padded cell. I've worked with so many people, I'm sure you have, that never wanted to take risks, that never wanted to stick his or her neck out. And I remember years ago when I was first starting in my broadcasting career, I worked in Los Angeles, and there was a girl who kind of trained me. I got there at 3 in the morning. It was 2:30 in the morning. I want to be clear about that. It was 2:30 in the morning, and she had been working there for years. And she basically told me, you do it this way, you do it that way, and then at 9 a.m. after the show is over, after everyone's done, you can go take your lunch and do whatever you want to do. And what she would do, she's like, I like to go to the parking lot and just sit in my car, and I have my lunch there. And I thought, okay, I don't know anyone here. Maybe that's what I should do. So that's what I did. I went to this underground parking garage, and I kind of took a nap for 30 minutes and had like a sandwich and went to, I took a nap. And then I came back in and I kind of wandered around and looked for something to do to make myself useful. That lasted for about 2 days. And I quickly realized that she was living in a padded cell, that she never wanted to advance in her career at all. She was totally comfortable that after the show was done, she would disappear. She didn't want to make herself more valuable to anybody. So I did that for about 2 days. And after about 2 days, I said, no, I'm going to find out, hey, where do the people that really make this show happen? Where do they hang out after the show? Turns out they went upstairs and they had a meeting about the production of the show for the next day. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to go and do that. I'm going to see if I can sit in on this meeting. I want to be a part of creating the show for the next day. And I did. They invited me in. I became great friends with those individuals. And from there, I ended up becoming a producer, getting promoted. And I started my career in television that way. And I know that that girl resented me. She saw me not going out to my car, not sitting in my car having a sandwich every day. She didn't really talk to me anymore. She's like, oh, he wants to advance in his career? Well, then I, you know, that's not something I want to do. I want to be in this safety, this confines of never making a mistake, never taking a risk in my life, living in this little safety box, this little padded cell, and never getting hurt. That wasn't for me. At another stage in Henry Ford's life, he was asked and interviewed about making mistakes. And so his philosophy, I think, around making mistakes sort of evolved. And as he got older, he said, I've never made a mistake in his life. He was asked about this, and he said, I've never made a mistake in my life. I'll quote him. I've never made a mistake in my life. And he said, never. And neither did you ever make a mistake, he said to the interviewer or anyone else. And so this is remarkable, considering that he burned through gallons of money from his early investors. His early investors poured a lot of money into him in Detroit, and he never got a car produced. They did it again a second time, gave him tons of money. He never got a car produced. And when he was reflecting upon this, he looked at and analyzed all of the details of why he never got that car produced and used that to his advantage. So his point is that there is no such thing as making a mistake. Everything we do is a learning tool, a learning mechanism. Everything. There are no mistakes. And I really believe the idea of mistakes is sort of born out of human insecurity. I really believe that. We create this narrative for ourselves that keeps us from doing anything meaningful in life because we're worried about the perception of other people. We're worried about what someone else is going to think about us. And that's why we don't make mistakes. That's why we don't put our neck out there in order to make mistakes. Mistakes are valuable. They're part of the process. They're a part of the learning process. They help us achieve success. But that whole journey is achieving success. That whole journey, that whole road is how we become who we are. That whole journey is what makes us men, makes us women. It's not about the end result. It is about that journey up front, making those mistakes, learning from those things, tinkering along the way. You know, I think about Einstein. We're famous, thinking about famously for his, you know, E equals MC squared, you know, and understanding that equation. Well, his early versions of that left out important components. Gravity, for instance. And so there was this important component of gravity missing from his equation. Is that a mistake? It's not a mistake. That's part of him learning that entire process. And now we have him making, quote, mistakes in order to thank for having E equals MC squared and understanding that people who move at an incredibly fast rate of speed actually travel through time more slowly than those of us who are on Earth moving at a different pace. He didn't realize it then, but he basically created the time machine with that understanding of gravity and in his theory of relativity. It's phenomenal. So it seems that at the end of Henry Ford's life, he had an awareness that mistakes don't exist, that mistakes are simply a label that we give to something that keeps us from ever doing it again. That was a mistake. I can't do that again. That was a mistake. No, I'm not going to make that risk again. Mm-mm. I'm worried what other people will think of me. Can't do it. I made a lot of, quote, mistakes in my life. I've learned from them. Our company has grown tremendously as a result of them. And I'm proud of those mistakes. They were incredibly difficult. Some of them were incredibly costly. But I've gone through them, and that's how you grow. You know, so if you have an idea for a business, you tried it, you lost money, was that a mistake? Or did you learn something from that and grow from that? I want to talk more about Henry Ford in next week's episode because there's so many jewels of wisdom to mine from his experiences, building and failing, building and failing. I want to dive more deeply into that because I'm fascinated about that. I'm fascinated by it. I want you now to go out there and take action and become a real estate investor. Build wealth. We teach you how to do it right here on the channel. It's the number one way to build wealth. Now, are you going to do it and make a few mistakes along the way? That's fine. Remember, there are no such things as mistakes. We'll see you back here next time, everyone.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.